T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from getting the phone lines back open for both the AMA and also Falcons phone calls, whatever you want to do. 404-726-0929. We'll get there to wrap the show up as we always do. I know we want to talk some college football coming out of a fun Saturday. I thought more about the question that you asked about when people decide that a coach has lost the locker room. I think I know what fans, what we mean when we say we think a coach has lost the locker room.
Okay.
They mean that the coach has lost them. I think the caller meant that he doesn't have faith in Raheem.
Okay.
So the assumption is that the locker room doesn't either. I don't think that that's the case.
Okay.
I also don't. Who cares? Like, whether that was the thing with Dan Quinn at the end, was like, well, he hadn't lost the locker room.
Yeah.
Well, they're 1-7.
They're 1-7.
Who cares?
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm happy that they like him. The team's not good. You've got to go in another direction. Like, that's always, to me, it's always kind of code for we don't believe in him. Yeah. And I don't blame anybody for that at this point. Like, we talked about that on the show, pregame show yesterday and on Friday last week, was like, this is going to be a morale devastator.
Yeah.
If you lose to the Miami Dolphins at home, it's going to be real hard to find. I mean, there's still going to be people that believe in the players for sure, obviously.
Right.
You're still going to show up and root for them and tune in and all that kind of stuff. But if you're sitting here after 24 games watching this coaching staff and you're halfway through the season and yesterday is the most recent thing that you have to draw upon, and you say no, and they keep saying we're going to fix it, we can fix it, and you're saying I don't believe that you can, I don't blame anybody for feeling that way.
I'm right there with you, Mark. I have no problem with Atlanta Falcon fans saying they don't have any belief in this organization, the head coach, general manager, none of them, because they haven't given you a reason to.
Nope.
They haven't, man. And, I mean, that's just what the way this business is, man. It's always – it's winning games, but it's a week-to-week business, man. And what I mean by that, it's a week-to-week emotions. And it's like that with every team, you know, especially when your team is like the Falcons. Because what I just said, they are so happy in South Florida right now. Now, going into the game, hell, all the way up to Saturday – no, hell, all the way up to probably 12:30, they were done with this damn team. And then you give them something to root for.
Yeah.
So you give, I don't want to say give them hope, but you give them happiness. Not necessarily hope. They get, like, the Falcons give you happiness. Yeah. They give you hope.
Yeah.
They get happiness.
Yeah. Hope is, you bring your own hope.
Yeah.
Like when you're talking about being a Falcons fan, you got to pack your own hope, because they will repeatedly take that away from you.
And
but they can give you happiness for 60 minutes.
Exactly.
But that's what we always talk about, even after the Bills game. And we were not saying anything but enjoy the moment.
Yes.
That was a really good win. Hopefully it builds towards more.
Yeah.
But we been here before. It's a 60-minute drive back to Sucktown.
Yep.
And they
you
took
said
two,
that.
They took two of those drives, man. And that one was even
round
faster
trip.
And worse.
It's a round damn trip.
That, we didn't have to go anywhere yesterday because that one was at home.
It was a round damn trip.
So, conversely, and I know, again, I'm not trying to do this. I'm not paid to talk you into anything or out of anything. I'm just saying something that I think is true. If they beat the Patriots on Sunday and the Colts in Germany, people will be right back on board.
No doubt about
it. We will have phone calls. Because, again, you were out last week. The week before that was the week we were reacting to that Bills win. We had people call and ask if Terry Fontenot was going to be executive of the year. That was something that happened this month.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago that happened. And that was 2 weeks after they got beat 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers. Yes. We are riding the emotional roller coaster. Yes. I know Raheem said don't. Sorry, man. We are. That's what being a fan is. Being a fan is riding the emotional roller coaster, and there is no roller coaster more extreme than being a fan of the Atlanta Falcons.
Damn right.
And I cannot wait to listen to Dukes and Bell this afternoon, because I don't think anybody rides that roller coaster more with their hands in the air than those guys do.
Yeah.
Mike's going to give up his season tickets again, and he's done with it, although he's going to Germany. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, we can't help it.
Yep.
We can't help it. We're not going anywhere, and they know it.
Yeah.
They know we're not going anywhere. You know, the guy earlier said his girlfriend asked him why. His wife asked him why he's a fan. Because you are. I don't know. We are. We are fans. We made the choice.
Yep.
Or it chose us. Yep. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but something. We're addicted. We can't help it.
No, you can't.
We're not going anywhere.
And that's the thing about it. It's like when we the immediate reaction every time after every freaking loss, even though they won the Bills game, after they won the Bills game, the reaction after the San Fran game was fire them.
Yeah.
Fire them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you got another week of fire. And it's just you want more flesh after 2 weeks of losses than you with the 1 week of losses. Yeah.
You can't just fire every time. And now, again, I will say, because most teams don't have two like the Falcons have this year.
Yes.
Like the Carolina game and the Miami game are two
bad.
You said two of the five worst. Sure. Yeah. I don't know if what the other three are, but they are two of the five worst losses in the NFL this season. That'll get you fired.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It will.
That'll get
and
you
that's the thing about it. So you always look at it from that standpoint of if there was anybody else.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that you know, we talked yesterday about how quickly a roster can look thin,
yeah.
Right? Like you lose the right guy as
yes.
quarterback, number
yes.
one wide receiver,
yes.
linebacker who was playing all world
yes.
in Divine Diablo, Jalen Walker, you're
yes.
your first round draft pick who
yes.
haven't played in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Like you start losing top tier guys.
It's hard.
It's next man up is fun to
especially
say,
especially when you don't have the elite talent around that.
Right.
Where you can't afford to lose a number one guy like that.
Right.
Or you're, like you said, or a guy like Divine Diablo who's playing his ass off. Jay Bertrand, he's not a starting linebacker in the NFL. He can cover kicks today and all those different things, but it's always that situation where when you force guys like him to have to play a lot of snaps,
mm-hmm.
it usually.
Because they know.
Yeah. And because I'm talking about, remember we talked about they put the red circle around the good players?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. They draw a red circle. Hey, we're going to attack this guy. And just like I just said in the last segment, when Miami found out that Drake London was not playing, they scrapped that whole coverage,
yep.
everything after that. I was like, okay, we're going to man up these dudes.
Yep. We're
going to. And we are going to load
everything
the box
we can against the run.
And we're going to stop this damn run.
Yep.
And we're going to put. There were guys coming through creases. I mean, I thought it was a safety, but it like be.
Ooh, it was close.
Yeah. A dude just slashes through.
Yep.
You know, and so that's what happens when there's no threat and you're already with your backup damn quarterback
mm-hmm.
at that, who is not a backup quarterback. I know he's listed as one. Kirk isn't a starting quarterback. Well, they viewed him as one.
Yeah. He views himself as
he
one.
He views himself.
He didn't look like a backup or a starting
yeah,
quarterback
man.
Yesterday.
He said showcase.
He looked like a showcase. Yeah. God. Again, that's just proof that, like, I'm again, like, it's 60 minutes
yeah.
to frustration, but it's also, you know, it's a week. You talk yourself back into it by the end of the week. It's like, yeah, he could go out
yeah.
there, throw a couple touchdowns,
yeah.
and they could trade him for a pass rusher.
Somebody just sit.
Yeah, right.
Where is that? Oh, God, I can't find the tweet. Somebody sent it to us. How good is New England? They lost two, and I was like.
They only beat this team, this team, this team, this team, this team. Yeah, six teams, they're 6-2.
Yeah. Okay.
They just blew out a team where a guy had a historic defensive showcase,
yes.
and we're not getting that many sacks.
No.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. The Falcons just lost at home to a team that was 1-6.
That's all I need
to
know.
And had a one-eyed quarterback.
That's all I need to know. That's it.
I think the Patriots are all right.
Yeah, they are all right. And I know we're going to get to college, and we'll probably do more games tomorrow. I want to get your thought, because we were talking about as far as the coaching thing. And if you're new, Brian Kelly's been fired down there at LSU, both smiling. And does that open up the door for other guys? I saw the funniest gif in the world, meme, talking about Florida State fans with the sad face. Because why is it Norvell fired now? Because it's always one of those things where they talk about worrying about the buyout and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing two coaches already get fired.
Yeah.
$50 million owed to these dudes. Now, the Brian Kelly thing is, they're looking at it as not necessarily a buyout.
Right. It's a different situation.
It's a different situation with him, so they're trying to
still have to give him a bunch of money.
Yeah, you still have to give him money, but they're trying to, like, you know, how did they go about that and everything like that? Because one thing about it is you got to fire him, you got to pay staff, everything.
Right.
Then you got to bring in another head coach. So if you're Florida State, is Mike Norvell, because didn't they lose Stanford while I was gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
That did happen, yeah.
Stanford. And so
they didn't play on Saturday, so that helped.
Yeah, is he another guy that you can look at from a standpoint like, I'm about to bite this thing? You know what I mean? Because that's where we talk about finding these coaches. Like LSU, they'll find the money. You know, LSU is a premier, in my opinion, is a premier job. I never thought Brian Kelly was a good fit anyways. I always said Brian Kelly can coach his ass off.
Yeah.
He just ain't an LSU guy.
Yeah, there's just certain fits.
Yeah, he's not like – if he were to go to Penn State,
sure,
he'd be fine.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, he'd be fine at Penn State.
He has the right
– yes.
We know what it is. Different regions of the country have different kind of attitudes. He's from Boston.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. But Bo's from Louisiana. He can probably tell me better than I can say it. It's a little bit of a different vibe.
Yes.
The Boston attitude and the bayou is a little bit different.
Yes.
And it was obvious from the beginning. He was faking
from the
it
get-go.
To try to fit in.
Yes.
You can't do that, yes, man. You got to be able to be yourself.
The resources. You got to town and patronize the entire freaking fan base.
And if they would,
immediately.
If they would have won, you would have overlooked
100%.
Well, because they did overlook it.
Yeah,
because
they
won 10 games, and 9 games, and he was still there.
Yes. And it still becomes, okay, 10 games, but.
But year four, LSU, you're supposed to win a national championship. And I think, like, no offense to the prior guys, I think Brian Kelly's a better coach than Ed Orgeron.
Hell yeah, he is.
I think he's a better coach than Les Miles.
Hell yeah.
But those guys won national championships.
And they embraced the culture.
And they embraced it.
And, exactly. And then, I mean, obviously, Joe Burrow and them fell into Orgeron's lap.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, that helps.
That'll help.
But it's just crazy when you see all these firings, because now you're like, how many other jobs are coming? What the hell's going on there? Auburn. Mm-hmm. Is that somewhere where now they're like, because we know they got the big money guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Apple dude, whoever he is.
Well, I half wonder if some of those schools like Florida State, who their fan base definitely wants to go to Norvell. Auburn, who I'm sure the majority of their fans are ready to move on from Hugh Freeze. And there's others. I mean, there's other programs that are kind of teetering on that. Maybe we could move on. I wonder if you think to yourself, man, maybe this isn't the offseason to do it. Because the biggest guy might not come here.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go. LSU's open. Florida's open. Penn State's open. Now, no one has the self-awareness. No college football fan thinks their program isn't the number one program.
Correct.
So
correct.
If we're open, they want to come here. But that might not be the reality of it. I don't know. I don't know how it all shakes out because, like you said, it's such a ripple effect, a domino effect in the industry when one job comes open, because LSU's going to take somebody, right? So that means another job.
Yes, comes exactly.
Like Alabama came open. Kalen DeBoer had gone to the national championship at Washington. Mm-hmm. Well, of course he's going to go to Alabama.
Yes.
So now Washington's open. Okay, Jed Fish goes there. Now Arizona, you know what I mean?
Yep.
There's a
and that's one
domino
thing, like you said about LSU. LSU, out of all the jobs that open, LSU will take a high-end coach.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they're getting Dan Lanning. I don't think they're going to get Dan.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, I don't
Why
think,
not?
I think Dan is too entrenched in Oregon.
No, I think he really likes
it. I think he's entrenched in Oregon, and everything is different now in college football.
He just seems perfect for what they
do. Yeah, and so
you're also just better off being a high-end coach in the Big Ten than the SEC.
That is
like schedule-wise and getting to the playoffs.
That's why when you talk about Illinois, I think Illinois is very well coached. But I damn sure think their schedule helps them where they
That's
are.
That's a 7-5 team in the SEC.
Yes.
Like, best.
Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Not Illinois. I'm sorry, Indiana. I'm sorry.
They might be 10-2 in the SEC.
Illinois got boat raced by Washington on Saturday.
Great job, Bunk. Great job.
I did my best. I blocked and tackled, Randy.
You know how I am when somebody says congratulations. I ain't doing that. You guys want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause. Well, Sports Radio 99, I guess, our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing, and it's on Monday, November 24th, the Eagles Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now's your chance to get signed up. Go over to 99thegame.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Comment, click the events link. Hurry up, guys, because the foursomes are going quickly. That is our third annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets.
One last chance to get on the phones with us here on a Monday afternoon. I know Dukes and Bell are going to be taking calls as well. But 404-726-0929. You can ask us a question, AMA. Or you can sound off on the Falcons' loss yesterday as well. It's up to you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.